I'm Neo. Welcome into the Skeptic Arena. Today is August 30th, 2014. The website is theskepticarena.com. Today, an essay written by Michael Anthony Perutka entitled Evolution is Anti-American. He begins, "The American view of law and government, as set forth in our founding documents, can be described as the political philosophy of America. Briefly, the American view can be summarized thusly. 1. There exists a creator God. Michael, in the past 200 plus years, our scientists have looked high and low for any evidence of your invisible friend. And guess what? Nothing. Absolutely nothing. So now that modern humans have pretty much ruled out the existence of invisible ghosts, the American view needs to be updated to reflect this new knowledge, to avoid the embarrassment that results when adults try to maintain childish beliefs based on ancient ignorance." He continues, "He is the God of the Bible." Michael, the Declaration of Independence only refers to a creator. It does not specify the Christian God. Nor does the Constitution, the document upon which our laws are based, mention the Christian God. Not even once. In fact, it mentions Allah as many times as it mentions Jesus. He wrote, "He is not Allah, nor any of the million Hindu deities." Michael, had you been born in Tehran, you would have written that with Yahweh's name in place of Allah's. Had you been born in Delhi, you would have written Yahweh instead of Hindu deities. It's that simple, Michael. It all depends on where you got your brainwashing as a child. He wrote, "Nor is he the God that is in the wind, nor any other impersonal force. He created us." Michael, in your case, he didn't do such a good job. He obviously forgot to hook up your logic box, resulting in a finished product that is amazingly stupid. He wrote, "We did not evolve from apes or slimy, swampy things." Actually, Michael, we did. Your refusal to accept scientific reality only affects you and other idiots whom you can convince to believe you. Rational people simply pity you. Number 2, our rights come from him. Our rights are part of his creation. Michael, Stoicism was outlawed by Roman Emperor Justinian I because the Stoic principles of liberty, human rights, equality under the law, and freedom of speech conflicted with Christian doctrine. So my question is, which rights are you claiming came from God? He wrote, "They are not privileges of government." Wrong again, Michael. All of the privileges you enjoy are determined by government. Your right to remain free and out of jail is a privilege you will forfeit if you are convicted of a crime. Try convincing the judge that his laws must bow to those of your invisible ghost, and you will discover very quickly just how wrong you are. For example, try owning a slave and treating her according to biblical principles, and see whose laws prevail, God's or the federal statutes that will ensure that your ass is locked up in a cell for a long, long time. Michael continues, "Law is nothing more than his will as expressed in nature and understood by our reason and conscience, and as specifically set forth in his divine word, that is to say, the Bible." Michael, his law ordered the death penalty for adultery. Do you see any state in the Union that obeys his law? No, you don't. We have ignored his ruthless, bloody, insane laws and replaced them with modern moral laws. Michael, your grasp on reality seems tenuous at best. Number three, the one and only purpose of government is to secure and protect the rights that God has given to the people. Michael, that doesn't even make sense. Why would an all-powerful God need a government to protect rights that he has given to the people? And Michael, you seem to have forgotten that God gave the people the right to own slaves, and he even offered instructions on how to treat them. Yet our government took away that biblical right. So apparently government has discovered other purposes than the one and only purpose that you just claim they are limited to. Michael wrote, government is not authorized to go beyond this limited purpose. Wrong again, Michael. Government's main purpose is to provide for the common defense. That would be the defense that would be unnecessary if your invisible ghost really did exist anywhere other than your imaginative little mind. He said, American political philosophy is based on the belief that the world was created by God in 6 days and that this creation event occurred about 6,000 years ago. Michael, now things are becoming clearer. You're a young earth creationist. No wonder everything you say sounds so childish and naive. You don't even possess the thinking ability of an average middle school student, at least not one who lives north of the Confederacy. He continues, so the whole idea of evolution and an earth that is millions of years old is absolutely antithetical to America. Michael, it's much worse than that. It's not millions, but billions of years old. And evolution is not, quote, an idea, but proven scientific fact. Nor does evolution or the age of the earth have anything at all to do with America. Those scientific facts are true in every nation on earth. He said, when you see and hear folks describe the earth as millions of years old, you know that they are either willfully anti-American or that they are ignorant of their own heritage and history. Michael, the word ignorant doesn't even begin to describe your mind. I've seen more intelligence in household pets. He wrote, what I am saying is that the promotion of evolution is an act of disloyalty to America. Michael, after you people lost the presidential election in 2012 and then sent petitions from all over the country requesting secession, did you consider that disloyalty to America? Michael, you conservative far-right Christian fanatics threatened to leave America if Obama were reelected. So here's my question. Why the hell are you people still here? North Korea would gladly pay your airfare for a chance to get masses of Obama haters over there. And Michael, think of the missionary possibilities that would open up. He wrote, what I am saying is that there is no way you can promote or believe in evolution and sing God Bless America during the seventh inning stretch. Michael, I'm sorry for calling you amazingly stupid. I now realize that I was giving you far too much credit. He wrote, you either believe in creation by which you have rights that government is designed to protect, or you believe that all men are slime and that you have no rights at all. Michael, while it's true that most of us have evolved, I am willing to grant that in your case, maybe evolution hasn't occurred. You still seem to be in the slime stage. He wrote, all men are created equal. They are not evolved equal. Michael, you are proof that the second statement is true. And he concludes by writing, evolution is anti-American. Michael, denial of science and reality seems to be a significant problem here in America. It is manifested mainly in the Republican Party, though it is by no means confined to that party. To put it more simply, Michael, Americans now have a worldwide reputation for stupidity. Therefore, as much as it hurts me to say it, You may indeed be right about evolution being anti-American. It is certainly anti-Republican. Michael, beating up on someone as deluded as you almost gives me a twinge of guilt. Then I think about the damage that morons like you do to young, impressionable children. Then the guilt disappears. You deserve no pity, Michael. Only revulsion. And now we move to the science segment. Today's story, increased nearsightedness linked to higher education levels and more years spent in school. Researchers have found strong evidence that attaining a higher level of education and spending more years in school are two factors associated with greater prevalence and severity of nearsightedness, or myopia. The research is the first population-based study to demonstrate that environmental factors may outweigh genetics in the development of myopia. While common, nearsightedness has become even more prevalent around the world in recent years and presents a growing global health and economic concern. Severe nearsightedness is a major cause of visual impairment and is associated with greater risk of retinal detachment, myopic macular degeneration, premature cataracts, and glaucoma. In the United States, nearsightedness now affects roughly 42% of the population. Developed Asian countries report increasing myopia rates of up to 80%. The rapid growth rate suggests that environmental factors play a significant role. Environmental factors that have been linked to myopia include near work, such as reading or using a computer, outdoor activity, living in urban versus rural areas, and education. To further analyze the association between myopia development and education, researchers examined nearsightedness in 4,658 Germans aged 35 to 74, excluding anyone with cataracts or who had undergone refractive surgery. Results of their work show that myopia appeared to become more prevalent as education level increased. 24% with no high school education or other training were nearsighted. 35% of high school graduates and vocational school graduates were nearsighted. 53% of university graduates were nearsighted. Furthermore, the researchers looked at the effect of 45 genetic markers, but found it a much weaker factor in the degree of nearsightedness compared to education level. The antidote to the rise in myopia could be as simple as going outside more often. In the last several years, studies of children and young adults in Denmark and Asia show that more time outdoors and exposure to daylight is associated with less nearsightedness. And now we move to the final segment of the show, Famous Quotes. Today, Frank Sinatra, born 1915, died 1998 at the age of 82. Sinatra was an American singer, actor, director, film producer, and conductor. Beginning his musical career in the swing era as a boy singer with Harry James and Tommy Dorsey, Sinatra found success as a solo artist from the early to mid-1940s after being signed by Columbia Records in 1943. Being the idol of the Bobby Soxers, he released his first album called The Voice of Frank Sinatra in 1946. His professional career had stalled by the early 1950s, but it was reborn in 1953 after he won the Academy Award for Best Supporting Actor for his performance in From Here to Eternity. He signed with Capitol Records in 1953 and released several critically acclaimed albums, such as In the Wee Small Hours, Songs for Swinging Lovers, and Come Fly With Me. Sinatra turned 50 in 1965, recorded the retrospective September of My Years, starred in the Emmy-winning television special Frank Sinatra, A Man and His Music, and scored hits with Strangers in the Night and My Way. With sales of his music dwindling and after appearing in several poorly received films, Sinatra retired for the first time in 1971. 2 years later, however, he came out of retirement, and from 1973 recorded several albums, scoring a top 40 hit with Theme from New York, New York in 1980. Sinatra is one of the best-selling artists of all time, having sold more than 150 million records worldwide. Sinatra was also the recipient of 11 Grammy Awards. And now for the quote from Frank Sinatra. Alcohol may be man's worst enemy, but the Bible says, love your enemy.
Are you ready, Goose? Start walking.